The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Jesus told the Pharisee, ye are of your father the devil. Why? He's a liar from the beginning. That's John. Go to John quickly. Say amen. Okay, John 8, right? Can you read everybody? Ye are of your what? Father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He what? He was a murderer. Say murderer. From the beginning. Then how does he murder? He murdered by lying. Do you understand, sinner? He was a murderer from the beginning. I didn't know that he murdered Adam. I didn't know he murdered Adam. How did he murder Adam? By deceiving them. He lied to them. So the real strength of evil spirit is in what? Is in lie. The real strength is in lie. It's not just in physical combat. Do you understand, sinner? And abode not in the truth. He can't stay in the truth. Why? The truth is light. He can't stay there because there is no truth in him. You understand, sinner? When he speaketh a lie, say speaketh a lie. So he's a speaker of lie. He speaketh of his own, for he's a liar. Say liar. And the father of it. So he's originator of lie. He weaved lie. So the real power of Satan is lie. Say lie. Is what is called darkness. Say amen. So Satan murder people, murder generation by lying to them. So he lies to them. That's how he murdered them. He kills by lying. He doesn't kill by machete. A key by lying. Do you understand? Or by deception. By deceiving people. That's how he keys. Say amen. That's their strength actually. That's why there's nothing that I cannot use. He can use religion. There's nothing he cannot use. He can concoct religion to lie to deceive people. Say amen. There is nothing. In fact, there is nothing he cannot use. Imagine saying, I jack the law of Moses and use it. You understand? Use it. Do you know Satan used that same law to raise the Pharisees, to raise brood of vipers. Imagine brood of vipers were raised from the law that should give life. The law was meant to give life. Satan hijacked the law and used it to raise them against God. You understand? Say amen. There is nothing he cannot use. The only thing he cannot use light. You understand? Say amen. Anything that, if it doesn't matter how beautiful the thing, once there's a shadow of darkness around it, Satan can use it. And that's why God, this is the message. For God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. That's why Satan can what? Can use God. Why? God does not have shadow of darkness. You understand? Satan cannot use God. This then is what? Is the message. This then is the truth. I say the message is the truth. What is called true? I said the true God is that that God is absolute light. There is no shadow of turning. Do you understand? And no darkness at all. is what? Is a complete light. Say amen. Can you say amen? Is the reason why Satan can't use him? Satan can't hide in God. Do you understand? There's no place to hide. God is complete light. Do you understand? Complete light. Do you know the reason why Satan can use the law? It's because that law, you understand? That law, there's a shadow. You understand? Actually, that law says foreshadow something. Say amen. That law itself, the old Levitical priesthood is a shadow. You understand? It's not the real light. It's a shadow. You understand? I'm talking about the old priesthood is a shadow. Say amen. Why is a shadow? There's deep darkness. There's what? Glimpse of darkness around it. So sin can hide there. Say amen. So Satan can use it. There's a place Satan can hide there to use. And that's why the Lord that should give them life. Satan use it against them and raise evil men out of it. Say amen. Brood of vipers were raised from this. The same law. Satan use it to raise brood of vipers. Say amen. Can you say amen? And that's why the only place there is safety is in Christ. You understand? Is in light. Once you get out of Christ, you can still be in Christianity. Satan will play against your life. Do you understand, sinner? You must be very careful. Satan does not even fear Christianity. What he fears is the Christ. It's not just Christian religion. Do you understand? Satan can still use Christian religion against your life. Say amen. Because a lot of people today are in deception in the name of Christian religion. Do you understand, Satan? Yes, so. Satan can hijack that thing you call Christianity and still use it. The only thing he cannot use is the Christ. Why? The Christ is true. Do you understand? There is no darkness there. So he can't use it. Do you understand? Once you don't stay in the Christ, Satan will use every other thing around you. Say amen. Because nothing is true except the Christ. Nothing is true. Every other thing is a lie. They may look like true, it's a lie. Say amen. There are many things that look like true, but it's a lie. Say amen. And that's why if you look at religion, you understand? That's why every religion has a package of what look good, right? There's hardly no religion without a package of what look good. And that's why naive people, is the reason why religion can easily attract them. Why? Because every religion has a package of what look good, right? But it's a lie. The fact that it appears good does not make it true. Say amen. No, it doesn't make it true. That something appear good does not make it true. You must be very careful. Like somebody said, in fact, all these Muslim girls, the only thing they lack, the only thing they just, if they can just add this to it, if they can just be born again, they will just be the holiest. It's a lie. You are deceiving yourself. No, to you. Because that way they are dressing with the hijab look good, right? It looks like they are, in fact, they are covering themselves well. You don't understand truth. You don't understand. You don't know that package itself is a lie. You understand? And it's a high deception against their soul. You don't understand. It has something appear good to man does not make it true. Do you understand, sinner? Does not make it true. And that's why when you see Jews, they do a lot of hand washing. I think you know that. Before they eat, they wash hand. When they go out, they wash hand. They wash leg. Wash. There's nothing. And all manner, in fact, ablution. Muhammad learned it from the Jews. Do you understand? Hand washing and leg washing is for the Jews. It's not for Arabs. Do you understand, sir? It's Jewish practice. And they learned that thing from the Torah. You understand? So they have a lot of washing. Say amen. In fact, we can't really say from the Torah actually, because in the Torah now, the washing there is really for the priesthood. You understand? Okay, they wash the animal. Well, you understand? Do some washing. It's not really, but there are some human practices that the Jew brought into what? Into, should I say, brought into the Torah. You understand? They call it traditions of men. You understand? You know, Jesus rebuked them against that thing. Traditions of men. Like all these hand washing things, they are just men tradition that people brought in into God's thing. And they make it look like God's thing. Say amen. Amen. Can you say amen? For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold what? Ye hold what? The traditions of men, as the washing of pot and cups, and many other such like things you do, many other washing. You understand? Traditions of men. There are many man concocted things like that that people pack in religion and looks like God's thing. Say amen. I'm talking about main thing that people pack into religion. But you were not there when they started it. You understand? Sir? You just met people doing it. You were not there when they started it. It becomes religion. It becomes religion. When you say religion, it means that you meet people doing it. You join them doing it. That's what is called religion. Say amen. You are doing it without questioning. Do you understand? Sir? Say amen. It's just a story. There's one military story like that. There's a basement. Maybe one of the generals then. There's a place they try to cement. They try to raise a basement there. They cement it. So the army general, because it does not work, anytime they do that, people used to pass the place. You understand, sir? And mess it up. They won't allow it to dry very well before they start passing it. So they have to do it and do it over and over again. So an army general came there and stationed a soldier to monitor it until the thing get dried. Do you understand, sir? And then before the thing get dry, they transferred the army general. And a new army general came there. Did not even bother to ask why they stationed and a soldier there. Start changing soldier. Rotate. And the thing lasted for decades. A soldier will just be standing before one basement. Then they move an army general there. Who just feed that? Why is somebody standing here every time? Is that there's something here? Then start checking document and discover that at a time they had to raise a basement there for something and they needed to get dry. They need to put a soldier there. They have been changing soldier for years just to stand there at attention every day for nothing. Do you understand? Say amen. Why? Because all the other generals, they didn't bother to ask. Why are people doing this thing? I'm telling you, that is the reason why many people are in deception today. Why? We just miss something. You join people doing it without questioning, without asking. Say amen. And some religion, they know people may ask questions. They put sword with it. Do you understand? So that people will not ask questions. You understand, sir? That's the height of wickedness. You raise a religion, you now attach sword to it. You understand? Anyone who dare to question, his head should be cut off. What are you trying to do? You are trying to cage people in deception. You don't want people to be free. That's what you are doing. Say amen. If it is true, allow people to check it out. Abi, if it is true, let people ask questions. Do you understand? So let people check it. Say amen. Can you say amen? That's religion. You just mean something. You two are doing it. And that's why a lot of people are Muslim today who know nothing. Do you understand? I'm talking about 70%. They know, especially Southwest Muslim, they know nothing. Nothing. They know nothing. The only thing they do is they just go to mosque room and go back. They know nothing. You understand, sir? Say, man. Don't just be like zombie. Do you understand, sir? People are just doing something. You just join them, you are doing it. Without asking, why are we doing this thing? Do you understand, sir? Is this thing really true? Together now. A man should be able to think like that. If you can't think like that, you are not normal. Do you understand, sir? You know, people just grow up without, some people just grow up without, they don't get bothered about what is true on it. They just grow up doing what many people are doing. Life is not by joining wagon. Do you understand, sir? If you grow up and have a desire to know what is true on it, do you understand? If not, you are going to die in lie all through your life. You will never know what is true. I grew up having that desire of what is really true. What is really, because there are a lot of things people are just telling you to do many things. Is this thing really true? Understand? Because people, man can weave lie and sell it to you. And you stay there and spend 100 years of your life on what is nothing. Why? Because you never at any time sit down to even ask, is this thing really true? Or I'm just doing what they asked me to be doing. Do you understand, sinner? Say amen. Amen. And that's why even Christ, I'm not saying Christianity, Christ, you can check him out. Do you understand, sinner? Check it. Ask question. Nobody says you don't ask question. Jesus is the only man on earth who permit people to ask any question. Do you understand, sinner? Without any sword. Imagine a man just live his life, just die, resurrected, and went to heaven and left 12 men. Do you understand? And he didn't leave sword with them. And church was expounded with power without killing anybody. Do you understand? And people were getting converted by just preaching without killing. What kind of gospel is that? That gospel must be backed by the Spirit. No killing. Do you understand, sir? As of today, Christianity is the largest on earth. And there is no record. You go and read history. There has never been any place Christianity conquered by cruelty. There has never been any one place. Christianity sweep through all of Europe and America just by preaching, not by killing. Do you understand, sir? There's no country on earth today Islam has ever taken without killing people. There's no one. Every country they have today, that is called Islamic country, they took the country by killing everybody there. Go and read history. Because we don't read. You understand, sir? It's by cruelty. It's by killing all the people there. And the remaining people and make them slaves. Do you understand, sir? It's by cruelty. You upturn the government. That's the way they take places. And that's why they came into Africa, into Nigeria, came through the north, and they killed nearly all the Hausas. Do you understand, sir? Move into Ilorin and kill all the Yorubas and make themselves the emir. That's cruelty. Do you understand, sir? Then you lord your religion on them. That's evil. You understand? You don't join a practice by force. You allow people to make a choice. Do you understand, sinner? As Islam is spreading, how has it been spread? It's spreading by wickedness. Do you understand? By cruelty. That's not spreading. You are forcing people into it. You don't allow people to make a choice. That's why many of the Yoruba fathers were forced into the religion. They are children today. They call themselves Muslim. They don't know how their father came into it. They don't know. Because all their fathers were idol worship. Who were killed and forced into Islam. Say amen. And their children must not ask questions. They force your father into what you cannot question. Do you understand? You must not ask questions. If you ask questions, they will kill you. Say amen. You just do whatever they say the Quran say. Even the Quran, you can't read it by yourself. You understand, sinner? It is whatever they tell you, you do. That's evil. You understand? How will somebody be telling me to be obeying, doing what I can't read by myself? You must be lying. You understand, sinner? If you can't give me to read it by myself and see what is there and choose to do it, it means you are lying. Do you understand? Because even God in heaven will not come and force himself on people. Man is not a robot. Man is a, do you understand? We are human. We can think. You're not a robot. If God wants everybody to be a Christian, do you know God can do it? How many of you know God can do it? God can do it. It's just to tamper with something in you, your brain. Do you understand? It means that you won't be able to make a choice again. You just do anything. They say, but God make you to be able to think. You can say no to something. Why did God allow you to be able to make a choice? It's because the way you are framed, what God needs you for, he doesn't need to force you to become it. So if he force you, you can't become what he has in mind. Do you understand, Sada? God does not have in mind to raise zombie. You don't understand, Sada? An angel was set so. You understand? A man, God created man to grow to him. You get what I'm trying to say? So it's the reason why God allow man to, God frame man in a way, man as a way. Actually, man is like a God. You understand? Why? He can decide. Say amen. So now you get blessed by willingly decide for God. It's not by forcing you. You understand? Anyone who force you to make a choice for God is not doing you good. He's doing you wickedness. Say amen. Because that choice you make will not benefit you in any way. Can you say amen? It's not coming from your heart. That's why we preach gospel. Why are we preaching gospel? So that people can willingly submit to God. Willingly, it's not by force. Willingly. You are convinced by the Spirit. You willingly submit to God. Say amen. It's not that somebody, for instance, if somebody point gun at you now, are you not going to say you are a Christian? You understand? If they say, are you a Christian or not? If you are not a Christian, I'll kill you. Are you not going to say you are a Christian? They force you. You understand? Before gun, you can say you are anything. Before you see gun. Say amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Say truth. Say truth is in Jesus. Do you understand? That's why when we preach Christ, we preach Jesus, we are preaching truth. Body of truth. Do you understand? Which if you come to learn, you will be an embodiment of truth. You will be truth personified. You will be where is. Say amen. Jesus is not a religious person. Do you understand? He's not a religious person. Say amen. Jesus is not a religious person. Jesus is a carrier of truth. Say amen. Say carrier of truth. Jesus is a carrier of truth. So Jesus carried truth. Truth is in Jesus. Jesus is a carrier of truth. So when you come to Jesus, you learn truth. You don't learn religion. Say amen. You learn truth, not religion. All those who end up in religion, in Christianity, it is not Jesus they learn. They learn man's doctrine. Do you understand? Because there's a way man can concord doctrine and teach you. You will end in religion. You won't end in truth. If you follow man's doctrine, you end in religion, not in truth. And that's why Paul said that I be found, not having my own righteousness. Give me that. That Philippian, right? Okay, verse 9. And be found in him, not what? Having my own righteousness. When you say my own righteousness, or my what? When you say my own righteousness, or my doctrine.
You understand?
Or my own makeup holiness.
Because your righteousness is your makeup holiness.
That you are dead to Christ.
You understand?
You teach what you think. You don't preach what you think. You preach what is in Jesus.
Say amen.
If you preach what you think, people will end up in another religion, which is not Christianity. So not having my own, which is of the law, my own righteousness, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So there is a righteousness which is of God by faith. So the righteousness of Christ. Say amen. So that is the truth of Christ. Now, if you follow this truth, you will end in truth, not in religion. You will be whole. Do you understand what I'm saying? You won't end in religion. You will end in truth. You will be true. Or you will be spiritually healthy. A religious man is not spiritually healthy. Do you understand? A religious man is spiritually deformed. Yes. A religious man is spiritually deformed. You can see, touch not, eat not. You understand? It's called spiritual deformity. They told you, you must not eat pig. You understand? All manner of things. You are spiritually, you are not free. You understand? You are spiritually deformed. A spiritual man, a truth man, is a free man. Say free man. So a truth man is free. That's why it is for freedom. Christ has made us free. So what makes you free is the truth. Together now. So it is truth that make it free. You are a free man. You know the truth. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. So what makes you free is not religion. It's truth. Truth, you know what is true. Make you free.
If you are not going to eat something, it won't be that somebody say if you eat it, you go to hell. It will be that this thing is not healthy. You understand? You know the truth. Say amen.
So truth is of Jesus. So what we learn in Jesus is the truth, not a religious practice. The truth. We learn truth. So there's the truth in Jesus. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Say, make you free. What make free is the truth.
So until you know the truth, you are not free, sir. Go back to the Ephesians. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus.
So we preach. Now when we preach, what do? We are excavating the truth that is in Jesus. So what we preach is the truth that is inside Jesus. For to make people free. Why? Lie as bind us. Actually, our captivity is lie.
That's our captivity. Say amen. Your captivity is not witches and wizards. Your captivity is lie. Say amen. Do you get it now? Your captivity is lie. Your captivity is not witches and wizards. But that, you know, in Corinth, in the church in Corinth, you know, there was a young guy there who was sleeping with his father's wife. Do you understand what I'm saying? What do you think is that guy's problem?
His lie.
And that is not that maybe he's sneaking and slept with his father's wife. No. Traditionally, he was doing what is right. Do you understand, sir? No, there are some, for instance, there are some tradition. When you visit them, you understand, sir? The man of the house will use his wife as a gift. You understand, sir? We use his wife as a what? As a night gift to the visitor. The visitor will enjoy his wife. Traditionally. Say amen. What is their problem? Lie. Do you understand? So our captivity is lie. It's not even witches and wizards. What make witches and wizards or demon to have power over you is because you are in lie. Say amen. This is why you talk the way you talk. Is because somebody has deceived you to think that is the right way to talk. Abi. Say amen. You behave the way you behave because somebody told you that's the way to behave. You understand, sinner? You look down on people because somebody lied to you and told you because of your status, every other people should be respecting you. You do not respect anybody because you are their boss. Somebody lied to you. Do you understand? Sir? So our captivity is our lie. That's your captivity. That's why gospel is enlightenment. What is gospel doing? Dissolving lie. That's what gospel is doing. We preach Christ so that your eyes can open. Do you understand? Why? Because that lie has blinded you. You are not seeing. It's called darkness. So lie is our veil, is our blindness. So we preach truth. We preach Christ so that every lie can be dissolved. Isaiah 28, right? Is we what? We blow away every refuge of lie. 20, okay. Read everybody. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plume, and the what? The hay shall what? Sweep away the refuge of lie. Now, the hay is the light of the gospel. Now, what is the job of the light? Is to sweep out lies. So that's why we preach Christ. To what? To dissolve every lie that make you behave the way you behave. The way you behave is because you have been lied to. Somebody has lied to you. You have been raised with lie. You understand, sir? That's why put off your former conversation, the old man. What is your former conversation? Your lies. Your former conversation are your lies. So what is called the old man? Who is the old man? The embodied building of lies that is in you. That's the old man. The building of lies. So that building of lies, they need to crash it down. So what can crash it is light. So light will crash down. Building of lie. Then you start seeing. Say amen. And that's why if Christ is not being preached to a man, they are doing that man more wickedness. Look at that. Why? That man will die in lie. In fact, they will strengthen your lie more. Do you understand? Because there are gospel that strengthen lie the more. Say amen. It's not gospel that can dissolve lie. All those gospel, they strengthen lie the more. So the only gospel that can crash building of lie is the truth that is in Jesus. The truth that is in Jesus. So that truth is the Christ. So Christ's gospel is a what? Is a light. So when you preach the Christ, so that light shines on every darkness
and light in darkness. Say amen. So the ears shall what? Shall sweep away refuge of lie. Okay, see Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Read everybody. That ye put off concerning what? The former, the old man, which is what? Corrupt. According to what? Deceitful. Say deceitful. That's a lie. What make the old man is lie. So the old man is a building of lie. That's the old man. Is what make you talk the way you talk. Is what make you behave the way you behave. Is what carve out temperament for you. Do you understand? Sir? Everything you believe about you, it is lie that taught you. Say amen. Lie make you believe you are a reserved person. It is lie. Say amen. So you need light. Say you need light. So when light shine, that your nature fall off. You understand? A new man emerge. A new man. A man without boss. You understand? You know, lie. Lie boss you in a corner. You understand? And make you believe that is who you are. That's not you, man. Somebody lied to you. And make you believe that is you. Yeah, this is me. Oh. It's not you. It's a lie. The daylight shine, you will see a better you. You see a better you. That's not you. And that is why don't accept what the word defines for you. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Say it. Don't accept it. Don't say, in fact, I used to talk too much. No, you cannot be talking too much. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't stay where they define for you. Do you understand? Let light shine on your heart. And it is light that will show you the true you. Do you understand? Actually, the true you can only be seen in Christ. Do you understand? The you that you know now is a lie. Do you understand? The true you is only in Christ. That's why Colossians chapter 3, quickly. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1. Read, everybody. Can you read? If you then be what? Be risen with Christ. Seek those things which are what? Above. Where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection. Say, set your affection. On things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3. For ye are dead. And you what? Your life is hid with Christ in God. So your real life is in Christ. Your real divination is in Christ. Verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, do you understand? Shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him. So your true divination is in Christ. So when Christ appear, you will see the real you. Hey. Okay, this is what I should be. When Christ appear, the real you will come out. You will see who you should be. This is what I should be. Say amen. So the true you is in Christ. It's called new man. Say new man. That's what is called new man. Say amen. That's why if any man is in Christ, he's a what? He's a new creature or he's a new man. You just see new man coming out. So new involvement. Say amen. New personality will just come out. A new you will emerge. A new you. A better you. A better you will just emerge. Don't stay in the cage the world has made for you. Say amen. Say that. Don't stay there. If they call you a proud person, no, refuse to be a proud person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't stay in the cage the world has carved for you. Come out of it. Because that is not you. Say amen. That's not you. The real you is in Christ. So when Christ, who is your life, appear, then you will see a new man. A new man will come out. The real you will evolve.
Say amen. So the one you are know now is a lie. Say it's a lie. The one you know now is a lie. And every lie will be swept away. Say it. Every lie. Under the what? Will be swept away before the light of the gospel of Christ. So as we shine the light, every lie will dissolve. So what a power to dissolve every lie is the light of the glorious gospel. So the light of the gospel of Christ, the job of that light is to dissolve every light. So that you stop believing that thing about you. Okay, no, you won't stay there. You stop believing that you are a disobedient person. No, I am an obedient child. Because that is the real you in Christ. Say amen. The real you in Christ is not an obedient person. The real you in Christ is an obedient person. You understand? That's the real you in Christ. That's why as the light shines, you see who you are in Christ. So when we preach gospel, what are we preaching? We are preaching who you should be. You understand, sir? So who you should be in Christ, that's what we are trying to excavate for you to see. You understand? So that's why we paint it. That's why Paul said, before you, Christ was evidently set forth, crucified. So we use gospel to paint who you should be. That's what we do. We are doing painting of who you should be. Then when you see who you should be, you rise towards it to become. Say amen. So what do we do in church? We rise to become in church. To become who we should be. Say amen. That's why Paul said, I press. Philippians chapter 3, quickly. Read everybody. Not as though I had already what? Attained. Either way already what? Perfect. But I what? Say I follow after. And I follow after what? Not after ministry. After who I should be in Christ. Do you understand? Say that? I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. So there's a reason why Christ apprehend me. So it means that apprehension is on everybody. What is the apprehension? The apprehension is to become image. There's an image or likeness that God has set before you. There's what you should be in Christ. That's the reason for your apprehension. That is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a man you should be. Say amen. There's a real you that God has defined in Christ. So when you see it by the gospel, you race towards it. Say amen. You run after who you should be. So what is the race in Christ? The race is nature is. Say nature is. Is nature is. You understand what I'm saying? You are easily angered. But you look at Christ, you see a gentleman. Do you understand what I'm saying? What are you going to do? You race towards it. So it's called nature race. Racing towards a new nature. That's the racing Christ. Racing towards what? A new nature. You don't stay where you are. Say amen. Can you talk to your neighbor? Don't stay where you are. You don't stay where you are. You race towards becoming better. A better person. You're not going to sit down there. You are going to run out of it. Say, run out of it. Don't stay there. You run out. Why? There's a better you ahead of you. Do you understand, sir? There's a better you in Christ that is ahead. So you race by faith into what you should become. You understand what I'm saying? That's race. One nipe eloma ti o da ko de joko sibe. Say amen. And you are in church. Why are you now in church? The reason for being in church is for your nature to be altered. Say amen. That's why if you are in church and your nature is not being altered, your church is not doing you any good. I must tell you the truth. In fact, if you are giving your money, we are just collecting your money and eating. Church is not doing you any good. Because the reason for church is for you to run out of your old nature. That's the reason. Run out. That's why put off your former conversation. The old man. What is the another word for put off? Run out. That's the meaning. You run out of your old nature. Or you leave your old nature behind. You come out of it. You understand what I'm saying? That's why come out from among them. Give me that place. That's 2 Corinthians, right? I think chapter 5. Say amen. I don't know if you get to me. 2 Corinthians. Read everybody. Wherefore what? Come out from among them. And be ye what? Be ye separate. What's another meaning for? Or when you say be ye separate, it's just that you are in a share. When you say come out, meaning that leave the share behind. That's what you say. Come out from when you come out, you are separate, right? Be ye separate. Meaning that your old nature is here. You are here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because that your old nature is also a garment. So you are going to put off. That's why I say put off the old nature. Put off. You off the cloth, the garment. Or you off the old nature. You off it. You understand? You put it off and you drop it down. That's coming out. Say amen. Then be ye separate. You are separated from it. Say amen. So what is gospel aiming at? Is how to separate you from your old nature. It's called Adamic nature. Say amen. Say Adamic nature. Adamic nature. He's also called old man. That's who you have been all this while. So when you meet the light of the gospel, is to make you come out. Say amen. Say come out. That's it. Then you are going to come out consciously and deliberately. You won't sleepwalk out. You will be deliberate with the coming out. Say amen. It means that you know that this thing, is not okay. I want to leave this habit, attitude. You are working towards it consciously with prayer, trusting God for grace, and you are acting with by faith. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, look at what I'm trying to say. I'm just being practical here. You are acting it by faith. You don't used to greet people. You don't just like to talk to people. Do you understand? It's an old nature. Say amen. You have identified. You are now going to, by faith, consciously start working against it. Do you understand? Mean that you go all your way to start greeting. Though it's not convenient. Do you understand? You are working against the nature. Until the nature crack. Say amen. Can you say amen? What are you trying to do? You are trying to come out. So Christianity is about coming out of your old nature. That's Christianity, though. It's about what? Coming out of your... You come out of it. Be ye separate. You understand what I'm saying? Be ye separate. When you see what you should be in Christ, you rest towards it. So as you run, you are coming out. Do you understand? So as you run after the Lord, what are you doing? You are coming out of the old of your old nature. Say amen. So you can see that the race is what? Is a race towards a nature, towards a new nature or a new man. Then it happened where? It happened in your soul, right? You start changing. You start changing until you become a new man completely. In fact, people who have known you before, they will say you as, is this you? You are the one who, just that you have changed. Say amen. Yeah. Say, I will change. Can you say, I will change? People who know you 3 years ago, they should not see you now and say, I know. Everyone in fact, would change. You know, when somebody says something about you, you'll be laughing, right? Abby, you'll be laughing. Me, did change. Oh, did change. Only until my 10 years ago, did change. So it means that even speak can predict you. I'm too sure. Oh, le sorrow. He was the most in my life 10 years ago. Oh, did change. So they know when you are not going to talk. You are flesh. Say amen. You are not windy. You are not a spirit. Because if truly you have changed, evil spirit must not be able to predict you. Do you understand? Sir? When they told you we talk, you just be quiet. Why? Because they know you used to talk anyhow. Do you understand? They will just throw something to you. They know you are going to talk. By your normal you, I'm too sure. Wah sorrow. You just keep quiet. Ah! No, it's changing it. Kaskopa, le brigade, kashema, le brigade, pray. Le zoma, satere, kaskopa. Can you pray, Lord, change me? I don't know if you can pray that prayer. Lord, I want you to change me. I want to change. Change my nature. Kase, le gosha, le briale, kase. Maskopa le prekatomale eligale kashkapale kasuma. Lord, change my nature. I want to put off the old man, the old nature. Change my nature, Lord. Can you pray? I don't know if you can pray. Lord, nature change. Nature change. Lord, change my nature. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.